This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest this time is Michael Lewin, partner in the Washington office of Brown Rudnick. He's a longtime Democratic activist and strategist, and he's the former chief of staff to Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman. It's the other Connecticut Senator, Christopher Dodd, who's in the news today as he announces he will not seek a sixth term in the U.S. Senate. Dodd, who first came to Washington as a congressman in 1975, says after a difficult year personally, health-wise, and professionally in some ways, that it's time to hang it up and let someone else step up. And Michael, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, happy to be with you today, Greg, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. And first of all, big surprise here. We knew that Chris Dodd was in some political trouble and probably had a pretty tough race on his hands if he decided to run again this year. But how big of a surprise is this?
Well, I wouldn't characterize it as a big surprise, but I am surprised, particularly by the timing. My sense of having talked to Senator Dodd as recently as right before the holiday season began a few weeks ago was that he was engaged, he was ready to run, and he was going to run aggressively, and made a very strong case, at least to me, that that he was going to win re-election in 2010. I guess I had thought, one, I believe that he was going to run, and then two, I thought perhaps he would wait till the end of March, the end of the first quarter of 2010, to again reassess his sort of political position, both from a fundraising perspective, but more importantly from a public opinion perspective. I had the sense that the bloodletting had ended for Dodd and that he was actually sort of on an upturn. Still would be a very difficult race for a variety of reasons, but one that was he could make a plausible case to himself and to others that he could win. So, yeah, I was surprised, but not floored by the news. I was, however, floored by the news that Senator Byron Dorgan of North Dakota was not going to run. That, I think, took me and most other observers of the United States Senate, quite by surprise. Indeed, I'm a bit stunned by that news.
And we'll talk about the larger significance of some of these Democratic retirements in a moment. Michael, given what you said, what you observed in your own conversation with Senator Dodd towards the end of the year, does it suggest to you that perhaps he wanted to and party elders talked him out of it? It seems as though this was known deep inside some circles for a while because the Attorney General, Richard Blumenthal, within hours was already in the race.
Yeah, well, look, in politics, when a senator or congressman appears to be weak, there's no shortage of people getting ready to replace him or her, and that was certainly the case here in Connecticut. For many months, it appeared Dodd was weak, and the possibility that he would not run was certainly in people's minds, including Attorney General Blumenthal, who I think will announce today and will easily be the Democratic candidate, and I think very likely the next senator from Connecticut. It remains a very blue Democratic state, if you will, and I think Dick Blumenthal will likely be the next senator. My sense on Dodd, Greg, is that he was not talked out of running by party leaders either in the state or in Washington. My sense is after, as you pointed out in the introduction, a very difficult personal year where he's had political issues, he's had health issues, he's had some family matters to take care of. I think the passing of his good friend and mentor, Ted Kennedy, probably weighed into this decision to in a considerable way. And, you know, remember, Chris Dodd has been in public life for 40 years, he is, well, not an old man. He has a young family. And my sense is he wants to step out into the private sector and smell the roses for a while. And frankly, good for him. More members of Congress probably ought to do that on a regular basis. There is life outside of the cocoon of Capitol Hill.
No, there certainly is. And this announcement, though, does come at a time, as you mentioned, within hours of Senator Dorgan surprising many by saying he will not run for a fourth term from North Dakota. Then we saw also that the one-term Democratic governor of Colorado, Bill Ritter, is not going to be running for a second term. And this, of course, follows a series of House Democrats in December saying that they're not going to run for another 2 years on Capitol Hill. Is this just the time of year that this happens, or do you sense that some Democrats are just thinking 2010 is not going to be a good year for the party?
Well, think both. It is the time of year for people in both parties to make the decision of whether or not they want to continue their public service. That said, there are certainly has been a slew of Democratic retirements, which has caught most of us by surprise in the House, the several you mentioned, good moderate Democrats who clearly would have had a difficult road to re-election in 2010, but also, I think, were more likely to retain their seats than to lose them. Some of the governors, I think, have just decided after a term, or in some cases two terms, that there were other things they wanted to accomplish. So I'm not quite sure there's a trend yet that suggests Democrats are afraid of their reelection chances in 2010. But the clouds that might develop into that kind of a storm are circling up there. And if there are more retirements in the next several weeks, then I think you and I can certainly start talking about a real trend here. By the way, I think there'll be several Republican retirements as well. So what to make of that is a little hard to figure out right now.
Certainly true. While the Democratic House retirements are getting more attention, there's actually more Republicans planning to hang it up at this point anyway before the next election. So, Michael, if you are a Democrat, you know that it's going to be a pretty challenging year politically. You and I talked right after the 2009 elections when Republicans did pretty well in the statewide races. And you said if you're a moderate, just vote no. Now, obviously, since that time in both the House and Senate, the Democrats have passed what, by most opinion polls, appears to be a relatively unpopular health care plan. So how do you keep your job if you're going forward as a Democrat?
Well, I'm inclined to believe by not overwhelmingly margin in my own mind, that once health care is passed and signed into law, which I think it will be in the next several weeks, that it will become a lot more popular than it appears to be now. I think what's unpopular is the Americans get to watch the very ugly legislative process that we go through in Washington, particularly the Senate, and are somewhat repulsed by what they see. That said, they're going to be quite attracted to the underlying product of the health care bill. So my sense is Democrats and their prospects for 2010 will improve once health care is behind us and they move on to onto other issues. We are also at a high water mark for Democrats. There's more or less 60 in the Senate, a substantial majority in the House. Many of them are from states or districts that are traditionally more Republican. They managed to win because of dissatisfaction with President Bush and some of the other things going on in the Republican Party over the past 4 years. I think there's more of a return to normalcy, which would be a lower Democratic margins in both the House and the Senate. But my guess is, Greg, in 2010, Barack Obama will still be popular, and the Democrats will maintain majorities in both the House and the Senate, healthy majorities in both the House and the Senate, just not quite as large as they are today.
Well, Michael, it's going to be an interesting year politically, both on the floor of Congress as well as on the campaign trail. Thanks so much, as always, for your time.
Always happy, Greg. Thank you.
Michael Lewin, longtime Democratic activist and strategist, partner in the Washington office of Brown Rudnick, former chief of staff for Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.